like she got down on her knee, and then I took the ring and put it in my mouth, and then the whole crowd went, what?
Anthony, Blake, and Dylan, the Cold Sliced. Ooh.
Welcome back to the Cold Sliced Podcast. We are bringing you another No Toppings episode. These episodes are just the boys. We're just hanging out. We're kind of talking about whatever, whatever's been going on. And usually, I don't know how it works out, but like usually we... There's a lot of shit going on, and we always have stuff to talk about. I think we meet up with each other like once a month or something, and maybe a little bit more than that. But
yeah.
And
there's still stuff to talk about. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about? Let's talk about stuff that we want to talk about.
It's a whole up for 45 minutes of us just being like, you know,
yeah.
What are we talking about?
The cool thing is like we sometimes we discuss like what went on about our day, and then we're like, this is our potential topics, and a lot of times we don't even hit them, and we just kind of bullshit, and
yeah,
it's nice because it leaves stuff like this episode where we have all this topic, these topics to get through.
Tons of stuff.
So many choices.
I know. The lips are back again. Fucking really going for it this time. I'm exhausted.
So he got the other side done.
Dylan's all Bennied out. He took two Benadryls in the span of an hour.
I am very tired right now. So I'm really hoping you guys brought a lot of shit.
He went to lick his lips and he just so slowly looked like a giraffe.
Gotta keep him moist, dude. I want him to burst.
Yeah, they,
these are insane, dude.
Dry and puffy. Can I touch it or not?
That's crazy.
Yeah, you can touch it.
All right. Oh, it's bulbous.
It is.
It's kind of sexy.
That's probably, are you sneaking in at night and touching my lips?
Yeah, I'm giving you the allergic reaction. Yeah. You're allergic to my finger.
Oh my gosh.
Jesus, dude. Wow. Last episode we talked about me getting engaged, being the third man.
Yeah.
Finally, which was great. I'm really excited to join the team.
We got one more person that needs to get engaged.
Maybe don't want to bring that up. But yeah, I'm excited, but I will say that there is a significant come down from getting engaged. Or you spend like, honestly, like 2 or 3 weeks of your life being congratulated every single day by anyone that you see.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And you like, you try to like milk it as much as possible. Like almost do like a second engagement thing. Like, have a party for it.
Blake loves the attention.
I love the attention. Haley proposed back to me, which was epic. And that's why I got the ring. Because originally, like, traditionally, you don't get the ring until the wedding. But
Wait. You threw a party?
No.
I thought you just said you threw an engagement party.
I'm saying that is something that you can do to extend the thing.
I feel like you threw an engagement
party. No, I would have invited you.
That's why I'm asking.
No, we haven't done it yet.
Okay.
We will.
All right.
We're really trying to milk it because we are feeling low after the come down. We're trying to like boost it again. Because like I proposed and then Haley was like, okay, well, I want it to be like super double official by proposing back to you. So she did something cool and cute as well in front of like our musician people or whatever. And I got the ring.
So they
cool.
did have another party.
They did.
No, it was just like the songwriter night at Atlantis Lounge.
Oh, just songwriter night, huh?
Start writing songs, dude.
We did.
Yeah, we did. Bill's getting angry. it's just like an open, it's like a curated open mic thing. It's called it Atlantis Lounge Underground. But yeah, traditionally the dude doesn't get the ring until the wedding, but I felt left out. And
yeah.
Dylan's also so, has his ring.
And you're married now, but you were doing it too, just wearing it before we...
I did it, yeah.
I just like it. You know, yeah. I felt left out and I was like, I
just was
the ring.
Getting so tired of the attention from women. I'm like, I gotta be honest, let them know what's going on. Like,
I feel like you're not lying though.
Oh no, I'm 100% lying. I don't get looked at like that anymore.
Dude, I feel like once you get the ring, then people start looking at you more.
They do. Yeah, they see
I've noticed that with my wife a lot. Yeah, I'm like, dude, I don't know how I could have got a bigger rock to put on her finger, and you still are just like completely blinded to that.
Right.
It's funny because I think people feel more safe when they're hitting on a married person.
It's true.
I don't know if that's, if that's it, maybe.
I don't know.
Dude, yeah.
There was a guy, and obviously I don't know names. She wouldn't tell me even if it was somebody that I knew because I'd get mad, but... Mm-hmm. Like, she's working her shift, she's got her ring on, and this guy comes in and immediately starts, like, hitting on her. He's sitting, like, mm-hmm. not even in her section, but moves up to the counter to like sit there and talk to her while she's trying to work. Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's where the screen is to do all of her orders and everything. And, he starts going on about, you know, how beautiful she is, all this. And she's like, thanks, I'm married. And he's like, well, I have a girlfriend, so I don't really care. And I was like, what world does that work for you,
just
man?
Just trying to call you beautiful, babe. Like, take the compliment.
Yeah.
No, why, was, what is his mindset?
Weird. He was asking for like her Instagram and Snapchat. And first of all, if a guy at our age
hits on a waiter,
well, or that too, Snapchat. But like is asking for, yeah, is asking for an Instagram or Snapchat, like ask for their phone number. Like,
yeah,
I'm
right.
not saying ask for my wife's phone number because that would piss me off, but like,
you don't have to ask. I'm going to put it up right here.
Yeah. No, I just all remember, I was like, what is this? Like, what are you doing? Like, you're our age. And that's why that he is still hitting on, you know, married women or hitting on people in general and yeah. doesn't have a partner is because he's
loser.
Going to a place, drinking beer, hitting on the waitress, and then asking for her Snapchat. Like, mm-hmm. we're 14.
I wonder how many times does that have to not work before he switches it up?
I don't know. The scary part is
it. People die like that.
The scary part is I'm wondering if it did work at some point because like yeah. for him to still have the confidence to do it is crazy.
Damn.
Is he a good looking dude?
He plays professional baseball. So
for the Pickles,
you're fucked, dude.
I know.
It's
and I found
over
that out.
For
I was like, I am so glad that I locked this down. And
yeah, like I play rec league.
I was like, yeah, I don't basketball. Know if you know this, but yeah. I wanted to find him and be like, I also played tournament baseball when I was 14.
Yeah.
Like I can probably hit it just as far as you can.
Uh huh. I play flag football, dude.
yeah.
No contact, dude.
No, it would just, yeah, I mean, that's a little kind of flattering too. You know, it's like, okay, I guess there's a professional athlete that is trying to hit on my wife
because yeah.
she's beautiful, you know, and nice, but like also like, fuck you. Like, go somewhere else.
That always sucks.
Does he play for the Pickles?
No, Portland or the Pirates. used to.
He's, Pittsburgh?
Yeah. I don't think he was.
No, Portland.
I don't think
wait,
he was like,
wait,
yeah.
Pittsburgh Pirates?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, it's
like
over.
MLB. Not, because when
you
she
are
first
about to
when
she first so
said
much
it,
money on the divorce.
When she first said it, I was like, I got to see this guy's Instagram. Yeah, and so I was thinking
double A,
college yeah. or, you know,
we're
going to
put his Instagram up
league.
Right here. You be the judge. Yeah, does Anthony get to stay with her?
Yeah. I just was like, that's. Bullshit.
Oh, man.
I don't think he was. I didn't recognize
the
name at all.
Or is he in the minor leagues?
Pirates are big leagues.
Yeah. MLB. But I don't know like how much he played, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I don't recognize the name. I'd like to say that he didn't play a lot, but.
He still made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
But I was like, still loser, dude. You're sitting at a bar in downtown Vancouver hitting on a married woman.
Doesn't change his character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really good.
Yeah.
Slapping the stick.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was cool, but yeah.
Oh, wow, that's a bummer, dude.
Snapchat, dude.
Meanwhile, like the Snapchat. Only girls that hit on me are like super old ladies.
Uh-huh.
Like I get a lot of attention from old ladies.
I do love
it, like.
Though.
I know, it's flattering, it's nice, you know? Yeah. Like this is cool, you know? At least, you know, for
it's
one, like they're still going for it, which is nice, you know? Like that's good to see you still got, you know, life in you,
mm-hmm.
but
that's nice. You're gonna die soon.
You gotta let them have it.
She's
you know?
Like, I know it's my last wish,
dude.
Yeah. Anyways,
do you guys still use Snapchat?
Only when people send me stuff.
I was gonna say I am one of those that I never use it. I think the only person I ever actually like. Message on Snapchat is Colton because I see his Snapchat videos he puts up.
He's on there all the time, dude.
Yeah, I don't really use it. I don't really use any of the apps. Instagram I use to watch whatever people I follow. And
yeah.
That's it. Like I never post anything.
Reels.
Like
it's
a lurker.
I'm just not that, it's not interesting to me.
I don't like posting.
No, me neither. I don't love it.
Just not my thing.
I have to a little bit, but we ended up, I mean, Haley did a lot of social media promotion, so that helped a lot. But for the show that we sold out, I think I posted about it twice, maybe.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Not even post about it.
Well, your mom does all the work.
Yes. Shh. Hey, this time it was different. I will say in the past, my mom has been a absolutely huge help getting people there. But
yeah.
This time—
She's good at rallying people behind.
Yes.
Yeah.
This time my parents were like, we're not doing it. You're on your own. So then I still used all of her friends, but I was the one that sent. I sent like over, I probably sent 250 individual messages.
Yeah, that works.
And it wasn't just like a group text blast. It was like I put everyone's name in there and like changed it almost every time.
Wow.
Not every time, but I definitely put everyone's name in there. And then depending on who it was, I had to like tweak it a little bit.
Oh, I would have just mass text that.
Yep, group chat. You're all getting added to a group chat.
That would suck.
Yeah.
It was a lot of work to do the individual message, but it worked. Like, I think that's the only way you can actually promote effectively for me. Like, when I do a Facebook post or something, it gets like 3 likes.
Yeah,
true. Like Instagram, I might get like 12.
Right. Just people scrolling by.
I don't have a ton of followers. I have like 615 or something, but it feels like my energy is better spent on actually reaching out to people.
Directly messaging them. Yeah, well, it's more personal for sure.
Yeah, but then I got to swallow my pride and be like, I haven't messaged you for anything else.
Yeah, the last time I messaged you was when I invited you to a different gig.
Yeah. See 3 or 4 texts in a row of like, hey, so-and-so, do you want to
come? You know what? You'll get the Facebook invite.
Yeah. If you're watching this, I am aware and I'm sorry. I'd like to hang out more.
Whoever you are.
Yeah. Anyways, I think this all stemmed from like coming down from the engagement high though. Yeah. So I'm trying to find ways to like spice it back up. And
it's been like a week.
You can't get addicted to that high, my man.
I am so addicted. Like Brett, my brother, was even addicted to the high. He's like, is it bad that I'm like benefiting from the dopamine spikes of seeing these likes of our band getting like the engagement from you getting engaged?
Well, yeah, you know, press is good for sure, but maybe you just get cancer.
Maybe that'd be better.
And then be like, I'm playing a cancer show.
I've never had 400 likes on something before, but I did. And I was like,
yeah, it really changed the game.
Again, uh-huh. Should we get divorced? Should we, or like, whatever. Should we like do something like an event to like.
Yeah,
like
skydive and then propose again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like when she proposed back to me. I was like, fuck yeah, I got my ring.
Yeah.
I was weird about it. She got down on her knee and then I took the ring and put it in my mouth. And then the whole crowd went, what? It was really
I don't
weird.
Remember that. Maybe I blocked
you
it out.
No,
we weren't there for that.
Back.
Yeah, this was the party.
Oh, we weren't there for that one.
Do.
Wow.
Like,
I'm kind of glad now that I just found out you put the ring in your mouth.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. She was like worrying about the next day. She's like, I think it might have been cringy. And I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. she like wrote this beautiful song. It's like similar thing to what I did. And then she like proposed, like, will you marry me back, or whatever. And then I took the ring out of it and I went, ooh, and I put it in my mouth, like pretend to swallow it.
You're just like, yeah, in a week when this comes out.
I'm going fishing.
I was reaching on that one. So that's what's going on in my life. We're trying to figure out ways to stay high.
Nice. I like it.
And I really just need to people to start congratulating
you
me.
You say, yeah, you're not getting the congratulations because people are avoiding you now because you're just trying to eat the ring.
I need to find ways for people to congratulate me on smaller things in my life. Just every day, you brush your teeth. Awesome. Good job.
Congrats for showing up today, dude.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, awesome. You did great.
You went to the grocery store. Good job. I need that. Whenever I'm in a bad mood, I just know I need to brush my teeth.
Just get one of those apps that you put your to-dos in for the day, and every time you finish it, it's like, great work.
Ding.
Good job.
You left the house. Congratulations.
Dude, when I got off stage, proud of you. I think I'm like so egotistical that I came off stage and then everyone kept saying congratulations, congratulations. And I was like, for what? Like, what did you think of the show? I forgot that I had done that. Not forgot, but like there was a lot going on.
You could start doing stand up. Yeah. That's a big high. Or a big low. Yeah. It really depends.
I think that's why people do it.
I think so too.
It's absolutely why they do it.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you're looking for something.
Just junkies.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I guess speaking about that, we just had our anniversary, our 3-year anniversary. Mm. We went to this little town called Yahats, Oregon. Have you ever heard of Yahats?
Mm. No.
It's the smallest town in the world. Like, there's a resort there and it's called the Adobe or whatever. And we used to go, the first time we ever, the first time we got together, we went to this resort and it was like built in like the 40s or something or the 20s or something like that. And it still looked like that when we showed up. We showed up this last time and we spent a ton of money on like a specific room. And like, it was like the nicest room I've ever stayed in my entire life. It had like a jacuzzi, like in the room. So like you walk in, there's a bathroom, it opens up And then there's a jacuzzi like in the room next to the bed, basically. It was super cool. It was like right on the ocean too. So like you look out your window and there's the ocean. Yeah, it was cool. That's it. That's all I have for that.
So was it like an indoor jacuzzi?
Yeah.
I've never done that before.
In a living room.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
What if it gets fancy?
I don't know, man. We like laid towels down, but
was it like above the floor level though, or was it like sunken? Because I was like, I feel like that'd be like a hazard. You just take one fatal step and you're in a hot tub.
No, it was above for sure.
In the room. Wow.
In the room. Yeah, I've got pictures I should show you guys.
It seems like some like movie bachelor pad type
vibe. It felt real 70s, like we're doing coke and smoking cigars or something.
Yeah, cigarettes in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys, or is it in the pictures that you're going to send us?
What?
Nothing.
No, those are on our Patreon.
Oh, yeah. OnlyFans.
Yeah.
You guys thought about doing OnlyFans for extra income?
Yeah. Every day of my life.
Only when I see how much they're making, and then I'm like, no.
Uh-huh. No. I was like, the other thing about OnlyFans is like, you think that you're going to make money, but it's just like doing a podcast. Like, only very select few actually are successful.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you're just putting your dick on the internet for no reason.
Yeah, which, been there.
That's true. I want to start a couples one, but it seems risky.
Yeah, that is risky.
Yeah, I don't think that you should do that.
Because if someone finds it, that you know, it's going to get passed around.
What if you just embrace it? Like, I don't have a job or that.
Then you're just a porn star. I'm pretty sure that's what that is.
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
Living out my dream.
Speaking of which.
I forgot to mention, that was crazy. So during Blake's engagement, I don't know if anybody, many people knew or not, right. But the place, what's the location called?
Again? Oh, yeah. I forgot
Show Bar.
Show Bar.
Revolution Hall.
Or Revolution Hall is the actual place, right? Mm-hmm. Huge, huge location. Lots of different, bars, restaurant venues and stuff all jam-packed in it. There was a different event that was taking place upstairs or two floors above us, a floor above us. And I showed up with my family because we all were going to see Blake play. And my dad's grabbing a beer and he comes back to the table and he's like, something feels a little off about, you know, some of the people walking around here. Like, what do you mean? He's like, I can't tell. Like, does that dude and girl kind of look like maybe they were porn stars? I was like, well, Dad, I don't know.
What I'm seeing?
Yeah.
But you seen them before?
Just very, flashy outfits and whatever it was, that was not that you could be that person does porn, but it was just an interesting get up to, I don't know, whatever. You could tell that something was up.
Yeah.
It turns out that they were doing an amateur porn festival.
Yeah.
Store right, so it was a bunch
right
of
upstairs.
Yeah. Amateur porn stars in there. It's oh, of course, on the night that Blake's trying to do this and get engaged, they got that going on upstairs.
Exactly. So wholesome.
Total opposite situation.
Yeah. I don't know if I could do porn for amateur, no money.
No. No. I don't think I could do it at all. I'm just not that good.
Have you guys been to sex clubs?
No.
No. Never done that.
I mean, define that, because I've been to a strip club in Mexico that was a sex club, but...
Like the Velvet Rope in Portland?
No. That's you show up and couples are just banging?
There are places upstairs, there's private places in those establishments, and there's they call them scenes that you can do.
Oh, no, definitely not.
But there's another place that...
Not
interesting. Haley and I stood outside of it and we couldn't convince ourselves to go in.
Okay.
It's probably
surprises me.
It's probably for the best. It's much more wholesome to probably not go in there. That's...
I feel like you went and you're just avoiding
it. No, I would tell you.
Okay.
You know I would tell you.
I know, yeah. I know.
No, that doesn't seem honestly, to each their own, however they want to handle, their relationship, marriage, whatever, but that just seems like a super slippery slope and I don't see, I feel like a lot of the people that have, I guess you would consider that opening your marriage up, right? Have done gone that route. It just hasn't been.
Unless people are just watching.
That's my thing, is I don't want people to be involved.
Well, yeah. Right, but you're cool with them watching.
I'm curious.
Okay.
You
just want to let down that many people at one time?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I would get such bad performance anxiety.
I could never do
seconds.
That.
I'd be like, well, that was the scene. Sorry. We're going home, and then I would never come out of the house again.
Yeah, no
It's one of those things where I'm getting myself in a lot of trouble by even thinking that that would be a good idea, because I know that, like, I'm curious about it, but I think as soon as it, like, was about to go down, I'd be like, what am I doing?
Yeah. You back out.
Because I'm like, very experimental. I like to, like, try the idea of something.
Sure.
But then I always go too far.
Right, yeah.
I think I would regret it.
I get that, too. I think I would regret it immediately. Like, I, you know, I did briefly consider it when I was single. Mm. And then I was just like, nah, it's weird. I don't think they'd let me in anyway.
Yeah, I would steer so far clear of that personally. That yes. is like so not aligned with,
no, thank
with
you.
How I'd, no, I couldn't
I,
do it.
I was actually looking at booking our engagement or our honeymoon. And like,
place like that.
In Mexico, well, there's like a bunch of hotels that are like adults only. Mm. And like some of the rooms are like, they have like a silhouette of a lady up on there and whatever. And wow. I was like talking to someone about it. And I'm like, are these like sex clubs? Like sex hotels, swinger hotels, and apparently not. Apparently they're just adults only.
Okay, because I was going to say that would get, I'd get myself in so much trouble because I would book that not thinking anything right. about the fact that that would even be a possibility.
Yeah, sweet, no kids.
Right. Yeah, I'd be like, oh, cool, yeah, no kids. Like probably are like, there's probably like more, you know, room for like, they probably have more alcohol available and stuff like, you know, things that adults would have.
Uh-huh.
Would not even cross my mind that that could be a possibility. And then I'd be like, why is this Greg dude being so like nice to me? This is weird.
Yeah. You know? Why does that butthole look like Dylan's lips?
Yeah, no.
So moral of the story, now that I'm engaged, I'm trying to do everything I can to secure this.
Okay.
Not
open it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you put the ring on your finger and on hers, so that's a good start.
Yeah.
And just probably don't go to any of those areas.
I don't even know what I was thinking.
I don't know. I get what you were thinking. Like it was, you know, it's an exciting prospect, but then the reality was set in right away.
The reality is that like those people at those clubs are not the people that you think.
No, no. They all look like me, I'm sure.
They're just regular people.
Yeah. They all look like just the people that you think, let's say you did decide to open it up or whatever, or someone did, the people that you think are going, or you want to open up their relationship or be swingers with you, are never the people that are actually swingers. Right. It's always like some dude who looks like he just stepped out of like Whole Foods and like he's like 200 pounds overweight and like so is his wife. You know what I mean? Like just nothing good comes
totally
out of that.
Right. I have like these movie scenarios in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why I get like not worked up, but just like I seem more open than I actually maybe would be.
Yeah.
Because once I see the reality of something.
It's always a disappointment. Yeah.
It's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but like, I assume. It's
if you're watching, we're not opening it up.
Yeah. Stop typing.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. How did we get there?
I don't know. That was a rabbit hole.
You want to talk about your 911 pizza?
Yeah. I shouldn't have mentioned anything I just talked about.
Oh, we can't cut it. I think we're 30 minutes in.
I know. I always do this to myself. So yeah, there was a gig recently that it's a firehouse pizza place. So it's like firehouse themed. It's got a bunch of firefighter stuff and all their pizzas are named after like different things like hook and ladder and whatever, like alarm, just things that are pizza. And I am asking Haley what she wants because I'm picking it up and she's like, get this pizza. And I read it. It has numbers in it. And I didn't say the thing I should have said. I walked up to the waitress, and instead of saying, can I get the 911 pizza, I walked up and said, hey, can I get the 911? The look that she gave me was, I'll remember it for a long time.
That's on them for naming it the 911,
yeah.
You know? Like,
They tried to put like hyphens in between and say 911, but in my head, it was just like, 9/11 pizza.
Wow.
It was terrible because it was a gig I was playing.
Oh, good.
And
oh, no.
I was like getting the pizza as part of my payment and I was bringing it home for Haley. And I said that in the middle of my set. I like took a break and walked over. And the best part of it is that it's in like a firefighter themed place, which they suffered arguably the most, like the trauma.
Oh, yeah.
From 9/11.
I mean, it wasn't the people in the tower, they're dead.
I mean, so a lot of firefighters died, I think.
A lot of them did, yeah. All right.
Wow.
Yeah. No, back to two for two with you today, dude.
Oof. We got any on a lighter note here? What do I have to offer the group here? Okay. So I can string both of these together. There's periods in my life where I get a little lazy. Like, honest to God, I get a little lazy. I'm like, okay, I just worked my ass off. I had a long day. There's no food. You know, like we went through the food earlier. Now I need to go shopping, or I know my wife's going to work and she's going to be gone. So instead of doing that, maybe I'll just DoorDash food for an absorbent amount of money.
You do love to do that.
Yeah, I know. I know. I have a problem with it. I'm so lazy. Once I get myself to cook, I have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, but it's the getting me to actually do the cooking that is hard. Like the initial, like, okay, I'm going to start now. I'm just lazy as hell when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Anyways, though, so I go to DoorDash's food. I'd worked and I had skipped my lunch to continue working because it was end of month, trying to hit, you know, make sure that my position on the roster was still going to be higher. You know, obviously. And so I do that. I finish up. I'm like, I'm freaking starving. I get home. I'm like, I'm just going to DoorDash Panda Express because it's a guilty pleasure of mine. Mm-hmm. And honestly, Emmy hates it. And since I knew she was going to be out of the house, like I could order it and I wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Put my order in. I'm like, okay, it's been like 20 minutes. Not really seeing anything. I could see the Dashers at the location. Then I get this text and they're like, hey, I came in a little hot when I went to park and I went over the curb and I ripped my bumper off. And I was like, oh man. So I text back. I'm like, oh man, that sucks. You're going to be able to still deliver the food. and they're like, oh, I'm trying to like put it back in place. Meanwhile, I'm like, okay, if you ripped your bumper off, unless you got a drill and zip ties or something, you're not putting that back on. My food's getting cold now. Like to make it about myself again. And I'm starving. I get super hangry. So I'm getting pissed. And I'm like, I easily could have in that time frame walked out anywhere to where I live in downtown Vancouver and got food somewhere else probably. Yeah. But it was the principal.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then didn't get a text back from her. So I texted her again. I was like, where are we at with that bumper? She's like, I'm running your food back in now. I'm going to see if they can reassign a new driver. I'm like, okay, great. You know, thinking in my head, should have done that 15 minutes ago.
This person's having the worst day of their life.
I know. I can only imagine like the stress that, you know, that they're probably under. They're like, great. Now I got a pissed off person that's angry about food, which is like a terrible position to be in.
Mm-hmm.
But then they text me back and go, hey, so DoorDash actually said that I shouldn't reassign it. So I'm still fixing my bumper, but I'll be there soon. I'm like, it's been 45 minutes at this point. My food's fucking cold.
Just eat the Panda Express.
Yeah, like, I know. I was literally like, okay, I'll wait a few more minutes. And then she's like, I don't know what to do. I've called DoorDash. They're gonna reassign it now and credit you back. I'm like, okay, so now I just waited an hour, like 15 minutes. For no food.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was like, and so then I got in a pretty nasty conversation with DoorDash because I don't know what happened, but I was pissed because I'm like, dude, if she brought it in there and tried to reassign it and you told her no, then my wrath is on you now.
Yeah.
Because like you should have reassigned that. Like, I don't know what kind of lazy stuff you guys were doing. I'm the one that gets to be lazy in this situation.
Yeah. Right.
I paid for it.
The driver was doing their job.
Yeah. And I felt bad for the driver. So I was trying to not be like a dick or anything, but I'm like, you gotta be shitting me right now. So I was super pissed about that. Ended up getting credited back. So it's fine, and it's over cause I ate that night. But then
did you ever get the food?
No, I got a credit back that I will, like it's going to hit my account or whatever. I was like, I don't want the DoorDash credits that you're going to give me. I want my money back in my account, you know, and then I'll go.
What'd you eat that night?
So this is what happens. So then I just had a bad thing with like transportation services that day. Cause then I'm like, well, shit, my wife has our car and she has now gone over to her parents' house because they were doing something with friends and whatever. And she kept asking me to come over. So I was late already because I was like, I'll come over once my DoorDash comes. So then I'm like, shit, I don't have a way to get over there without Ubering. So I got an Uber, right? Put in my request for that, $47 to Uber over to their house. which was ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
But I paid it because I was starving. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I wanted to get over there and see him and have a drink or something. But so get in the Uber. The driver had their chair, and very nice person, but had their chair like one of those where it was like all the way up, pressing the steering wheel almost, and was steering like this. So I was already like, oh God, I'm in for a treat. Like anybody that's, you know, an inch or two away from their steering wheel, and you know, like basically like they can see their hands, their knuckles, because they're so close. I'm like, you can't see the speedometer. I was like, I don't know how this is going to go, but it's going to be an interesting ride.
Or driving by echolocation.
And I'm in a Tesla too, which I'm like, I feel like, you know, there might be a stigma about the quality of drivers that rip around in Teslas. So I'm like, okay, this is going to be an interesting one, you know? Get in, and the person immediately starts trying to hop me on the I-5 bridge heading south, like I'm going into Portland, which for people that want to know the directions, I just needed to go west on, I needed to go east on 500, which is from my house, it's you go out, you take a right, and then you hop on 500 and you continue going straight. So there's no reason for me to be going onto that freeway. And as soon as they start to turn that way, I'm like, where are we going? And they're like, oh, I started like fiddling around with the thing. So I was like, where was this guy taking me? Because the directions didn't even show that route that he was trying to take me.
Traffic.
I know. I was like, what? And then I thought about it and I looked at the individual. I was like, dude, you're not trafficking me. I would like, I'm not a big guy, but if you're this close to the steering wheel and trying to take me somewhere, like, good luck. But does that, then rips across like three lanes of traffic, almost gets hit by a bus. And I'm like, the Tesla has every possible camera on it to show you where you're at and like lane assist and everything else. I'm like, what the hell is going on right now? And ended up taking a few wrong turns on the way there. That drive took easily an additional 10 minutes. And I'm also hangry. So I'm in the back and I'm like, I'm trying not to like throttle this guy right now. Like,
that was a
and it's
bad
like,
day,
you know, Tesla's got that regenerative braking or whatever. So you let off the gas and it just starts to stop. Well, it was another one of those like full press down on the pedal, lets off, full press. There was no like just idling at the speed limit. It was just constant like, and then almost, you know, near death experiences every lane switch. So it was brutal. I ended up eating, I baked a pizza once I got there.
Nice.
And you waited another 15 minutes.
But luckily, I was able to have a beer while I waited. So I was able to calm down a little bit. But yeah, that was
some good calories in you too.
An experience.
Dude. Damn. That's capitalism
like
for you.
You always have good stories of like bad stuff that happens.
I just have interesting luck about like the people that get put around me, I feel like, when I order services.
Lucky you. Jesus, dude.
I don't get the opportunity to order anything to our house. I've done it once, actually.
Yeah, you guys are too deep. There's like, you're not really DoorDashing. You're like, it's got to be a restaurant you know that delivers.
Yeah, pretty much. Or like a plane that can get to us, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a piece of shit because I won't let us DoorDash or Uber Eats, but I also will starve if Haley doesn't make me food.
Okay.
I'm really not looking too hot.
So you're like, look, you're not getting a break tonight. You're cooking food.
That's like the most domestic thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
I honestly was so against like gender roles.
Yeah.
And
until you got there.
Until you got busy.
And then you're like, this is nice. Like I worked all day. She worked all day, but she's got to cook. So... That's just her job.
Gotta do my laundry now. Like everything changed once we got engaged.
Yeah,
yeah.
It does change.
I feel like most people do their own laundry anyways. But I was accustomed to a certain lifestyle.
I was gonna say, you probably haven't done laundry in a long time.
No. I had my mom doing my laundry, and then I had Haley doing my laundry.
What the fuck?
And then the day after we got engaged, she's like, I just can't take it anymore. She's like, you're going to have to start making the bed.
And you're like, oh, you got the ring, and now you can't take it anymore. This is what it is, lady.
She's like, I can't have you starving if I don't make you something. You have to be responsible for yourself. And I was like...
Which is a very valid point, but
it
sucks to hear. Because then you're like, you don't think I'm responsible as you like haven't eaten all day?
Yeah, exactly. That's still exactly messy. What it is. I'm getting hangry. I'm like,
you're wearing the
I
same underwear
here.
From yesterday.
Uh-huh. She's like, did you take your plate up? I was like, I was going to.
That's besides the point.
Dude, like, she'll be like, can you take your plate up? And I'm like, yeah, when I go up there. And then if I haven't walked upstairs yet, she's like, why is it still there? I'm like, I haven't walked upstairs yet. I'm not going to make a special trip. I'm just being a bitch this whole time.
A special trip up 10 stairs.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, so I've had to like reevaluate how far I've slipped in my ideals.
Uh-huh, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I'm serious. Like I used to be like as equal as you can try to get on like the mental side of that. And I just started being lazy and seeing how far I could let it go.
Emmy has a fun word that we found out from our friends, and I'm like, that's 100% what us guys end up having happen to us. One of her friends was like, she's like, no, because they've been married for a while, and they're like, you need to like nip that in the bud, because otherwise you're weaponizing their incompetence.
Weaponizing competence.
So true, because it's like, we totally can do it, and for some reason, like, we're not trying to be mean or like whatever, you know, or like take advantage, but there's just like this little of like, you get lazy, and then it gets done for you one time, and you forget that that's something that you should probably be doing too.
Yep.
True.
Like, I have to really step it up with the laundry. Like, you know, Emmy works her ass off, and then I will cook every once in a while, but not nearly as much as I should. Yeah. And then it's just like 3 meals a day. It's ridiculous.
It's a lot.
You know, it's a lot. It's a lot of time, like cooking.
Where's my brekkie, baby?
But the laundry, I am so bad at. Like, I've owned up to that. I'm like, I get so easily sidetracked that it's like I continue to wash the same load of laundry two times before it makes it to the actual, you know, dryer.
Jade and I swap back and forth. Like, one week it's me that's like not doing anything, the other week it's her. You know, sometimes it's like months or like a month where like one of us doesn't do anything and the other one does everything.
So then you go, this is my month, and then next.
Yeah, it's not said. It's just like, okay, the dishes haven't been done in 2-3 days. I'll do them. Oh, wait, look at that. The laundry hasn't been done in 2-3 days.
I feel like I'll have an opposite issue where you're doing a lot of the work.
I do a lot of the work. I'm glad you said that.
Jane's relationship to hear that.
She's already pissed about the podcast.
We have to like make sure that we do the dishes like every day because I think we just don't reuse dishes enough. And like our sink is so small that like you go through one day of 3 meals if you don't do the dishes.
Do you have a dishwasher?
Yeah.
No excuse. I don't even want to hear the rest of it.
But if you just don't put them in do there. Them. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that for not weaponizing my incompetence. And that's exactly what I needed to hear.
I hate that phrase. Don't ever tell him that phrase.
Besides the point. Oh, yeah. Don't. If she latches onto it, it's definitely over for you.
She already knows, and that's why she's on your ass.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm really good about doing the dishes, but I don't, because there's like an upstairs and a downstairs. If we eat upstairs, I put them away immediately. And if I'm downstairs and I make a trip up, I put them away immediately. But
dishwasher?
I put them in the dishwasher. But I have a hard time bringing them from downstairs up.
Yeah. We don't have a dishwasher.
Oh, so you guys are fucked.
So it's like, yeah, you have to do them. Mm. Otherwise, they will just sit there forever.
That is intense.
I don't know. Well, why is it such a, put them in the dishwasher?
We always clean the plates off, but then we just put them in the sink. So they're like,
why?
I don't know. But the point is, what I was getting at with that before you interrupted me was they will pile in the dishwasher from one day. Uh-huh. So like, by meal 3, it's like, okay, they all need to be done and put in the dishwasher. Otherwise, it looks like we're living how I lived when I was single.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy. That's it. Start stashing them in the oven again.
Right. Yeah, that was awesome. Under the couch and like...
It's like, company's coming over.
Quick, put all the cups under the couch. Yeah.
Calling my younger brother who lived on my couch at the time. I was like, hey, man, I need you to put all the dishes into the oven. We're not cooking tonight, but company's coming over.
And he's like, nah.
Yeah, he's like, I can't. I'm laying here.
I don't mind cooking, but I started like a little bit of a fire in her kitchen, so she doesn't trust me anymore. So it's like a double, like, she doesn't...
What were you cooking?
Oil.
Yeah, just but like
I was trying to heat up the pan for eggs. I turned around to like chop up the vegetables and I left the gas stove on too high because I'm used to cooking with convection. Uh-huh. And I just blast it on high until it's hot, but I did that with gas. So I turned around and cut the vegetables, and then when I went back to look at the oil, it was on fire.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
So you ever low cooked your eggs before? Uh-uh. Done it where it's like you keep the pan. Yeah, you keep the pan like really low. It takes a while.
Yeah, it makes it nice and fluffy.
Yeah, like you kind of like scramble them almost, you know? Mm-hmm. But like, I feel like the yolk almost doesn't like completely cook out of
exactly.
it. So it's like got more of a yellow color.
That's cool.
Yeah, I hate the word wet egg, dude. But it's like a moist.
So good. Try it. It's super easy.
Really good. And you're not actually not supposed to put salt in until after the egg's all of it cooked. I guess it changes the consistency of it.
Oh, I didn't know that. I always just, as I'm cooking it, I'm like salt, a little pepper.
Yeah, me too. I think I'm going to starve to death. That's our episode, gang. Thanks for watching. check out our Patreon. Check out my lips. And check out all of our social media. The Patreon, if you guys want. I don't know for how long. If you join the Patreon, you get a sticker for free. So there you go.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Love you guys. Thank you.